Three games left in a terribly disappointing season for Redskins fans. The Skins travel north to face the division rival New York Giants. A Washington victory would at least mean that the Skins swept the G-Men this season.
Joining us to talk about it, Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins. Hello, John.
Hillary, Dimitri, how are you guys doing today?
Real good.
We're good. So this is what it's come down to for Skins fans. Can we lessen the chances of the G-Men getting into the playoffs?
Well, there's a slight possibility of that. But I got to tell you, this is one of those games where the way that they've been playing, talking about the birdie and gold, and the way the Giants have been playing, and the fact that they opened the season against one another and Washington stole a game from the Giants, they're going up to the Meadowlands. I think it's going to be a little tough sledding for the B&G.
The sad truth is, though, the more Washington loses, the better its chances in next year's draft. So are we in this weird position where we want to see some good play out of the burgundy and gold, but not good enough to beat these last three teams?
Well, you know, there's something to be said for that. I think ultimately, though, it really gets down to it in a situation like this for everybody on the team. And I would guess that includes the coaches, because everybody's got to be evaluated and everybody's got to be accounted for. And that is, you got to go out and do your job. Do your job and let everything fall into place. Because I think you get into a situation like this that, you know, where the season, you know, the season's gone really for this team, and you really can't think about next year. What's important is each player's got to know when he gets dressed out there in the Meadowlands that I got to go out and play as well as I can, and the coaches got to do the same thing. If they do that, then all that other stuff may come together for them. But as I said, you know, New York is a team that's looking to get into the playoffs, and I think that they feel like they didn't play their best the first time around. And I think that they're going to get a very good look from the New York Giants.
To be fair, there really have been some improvements since that terrible losing streak in the middle of the season. Will that carry over to next year?
It's hard to say, Hillary, because a lot of times when you morph into a team that's, you know, down at the bottom, you know, you're down at the bottom of the food chain, and you saw it last week. I mean, let's face it, I don't think that New England and Washington are two teams of equal stature, but you could look at the score and the way the game is played and say, hey, they almost won this game. So when you're one of those teams that people expect to beat, a lot of times they look past you and they don't take you serious, and that's kind of where Washington is right now. So it's very difficult to gauge, are they improving? I mean, you know, you still got the same issue next year with what are you doing at quarterback, and there's other positions that they need to be looked at, and Lon Landry with his latest deal now going on IR. I mean, once again, there's a lot of things in flux, which really is kind of the norm for this franchise.
It sounds like you're predicting the blue this weekend.
You know, I was going to try to be as cheery as I could just for Hillary, so she can ask me how much did they pay you to say that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to. I look for this could be a brutal beatdown by the guys up in New York.
All right. Thank you, John.
My pleasure, guys.
That's Hall of Famer John Riggins.